All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Ralph Shearing. He's the CEO of Altalay Mining. And Ralph, it's always great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, so really excited to announce your third quarter financial numbers. And much like the success you're seeing at Campo Morado, the financial numbers are doing that as well. It's a pretty good quarter.
Yeah, Campo Morado has been performing really well. The guys, the operations team there have been doing a great job. You know, we've posted some really good numbers again, so that all of this year, all three quarters have been quite good. So last quarter, gross revenues of just over $23 million, operating profit, mine operating profit, $9.5 million. No, these are really good numbers. Net income, $4.2 million just in the last quarter. So it's been performing very, very well. And if you look on a nine-month basis throughout the rest of this year, we've had $23 million mine operating profit and $15.7 million in income from Campo Morado. So this unit is performing very, very well for us.
And you've talked all along that you felt Campo Morado was a good asset that just needed a couple of changes here or there to put them to where they are today. And you've proven that out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's several things that have helped us. And obviously, the operations team getting it running more efficiently, reducing costs has been one of them. But metal prices have obviously really helped as well. You know, the base metal prices have improved substantially over the last little while. So this is all working very favorably for us. And the next stage that we're hoping to achieve is higher precious metal recoveries and even potentially base metal recoveries. So we have what I would term a full court press on metallurgy right now. We're working away on that. We hope to have that showing us some direction in the Q1, early Q2 of next year and decide if that's going to also increase revenues, which we believe it will.
Now, obviously, this deals with the third quarter of this year, but you're also, investors should understand about Tahoeto, because you're getting very close with that asset as well. So give us a quick update, Ralph.
Yeah, Tahoeto has been performing as well in the construction phase very well. So we're on track. We're on budget. We believe we'll be up near production near the end of this year with the first ball mill. So likely testing it in December and bringing it online late December, early January. So that would be starting production near the 500 ton per day mark, and then Q1 of next year installing the second ball mill and then ramping the thing up to 1,000 tons per day after that second ball mill gets installed. So yes, we hope to declare commercial production at Tahoeto Q3, Q4 of next year, but we'll be producing come Q1 of next year.
Okay, and just really quickly on last question, that is, obviously you've learned a lot from what you've done at Campo Morado, and putting that into play in Tahoeto as well. So it seems that you're hoping to have it seamless at the start.
Yeah, it should perform really quickly and well. We've got a very good team at Tahoeto as well. And it's a different beast. It's a different mineralization, different type of ore body. Metallurgy at Tahoeto is excellent. So our recoveries are excellent. We don't see any real difficulty there at all.
Exciting stuff for you, Ralph. Congratulations on the third quarter. And it sounds like it's an exciting 2022 coming up for you as well. So great to see you again. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Steve. Pleasure to be here. Right. Thanks.
There's Ralph Shearing. He's the CEO of Altalay Mining.